I think it would be helpful to give you a 3 to 5 minute background as to MEC for those of you that may not be crystal clear as to what we do, and then I'll kind of lay out the program and the research that we're looking to get involved with right now. Does that make sense to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are an online laboratory. We conduct research, primary research, on tactics and vendors as anything related to growing an organization that might need to be carefully investigated. We publish results in a scientific journal that goes out to more than 100,000 CEOs and marketing people. And if you went to our site, you'd see some of the reports and you'd get a feel for what I'm doing, as many of you probably have already been there. But what you wouldn't know is how we actually accumulate the research. And what occurs is we actually form research partnerships with key people in the private sector, much like MIT does. And in those partnerships, we glean critical data. And we use that data to kind of formulate the reports and the insights that we develop. An example would be if you went to our site, you'd see a report on comparison search engines. And in that report, we took 17 search engines. We ran 42,000 products through those engines for 6 months. And we figured the conversion ratio for each of those engines and published them side by side in data tables, which caused some stir. What you wouldn't know is that we worked on that project with a research partner who in that next calendar year sold about $30 million in product through those comparison search engines. And we have done that with the New York Times, and they have a news tracker service. They had a 12-month goal. We achieved that in 60 days with them. They were taking it from free to paid. Done it with Reuters News. Like we're working with Reuters right now and the Times. We're doing electronic edition of the Times right now. We've done it in England and Germany, in the UK with Opodo, which is a large travel group there. And then we've done it with some smaller groups. And essentially, we conduct research together in one of several areas, site optimization, pay-per-click, search, natural search, or email marketing, these areas. And until we understand and more or less the formula that it's going to take to make something work and work well, and then we duplicate it dramatically. We run a series of micro-tests. It may be, as an example, that we look at a web page and we may say, you know, this page is it's weighted wrong, there's competing objectives. The page elements here are not achieving the maximum yield per visit on the site. It's probably going to generate 23 cents a click. It should generate 89 cents a click. Here's what we think is wrong. It looks like elements A and elements B are weighted evenly in terms of emphasis. We need to change one of five elements, color, size, motion, position, or shape, so that they see this first, this second, and this third. And we need to then take that and focus their eyes down to this path until they make a click on this key button, and this is the whole key to making that web page work. We may look at it and say email capture is probably going to capture less than 1% of the site visitors. It should be capturing 5%. The reason is it's in the wrong place, and it's lacking these two key elements. When it's all done, and we're through with all of that, we've got this central landing page or this key page achieving the most revenue per visit possible. And then we turn our attention to the order process. We'd worked with a company long ago that was losing orders in their process like everyone does. They were losing more than 30% of their orders in the cart, costing $22 to get someone to place an order. That's the average cost to get a sale or to get into the cart. And when you lose 30%, that really impacted your marketing budget. We said, we think you're missing this and this and this, but we don't want to consult with you. We actually want to test it. Let's figure it out. So we proposed some changes. We tested the changes. And in the next 60 days, they saved 4,000 orders that they would have lost, which dramatically impacted ROI. And in fact, they took those same changes and pushed things all the way across the rest of their site and got tremendous mileage out of it. I think my point here is, we work with people in the private sector like that in order to help them get significant results. What they get is growth. What we get is data, and the cost that is associated or charged for doing some of the research is typically absorbed in the growth of the company. And that's what we do. And the negatives of a research partnership is this. We don't do them for less than 6 months, because once you begin conducting the research, you want to do it right. It takes time. It takes time to get the right data back and duplicate. The other negative is only a very small percentage now, less than 5% of the people who approach us, are we able to accept into a research program. We have to be very specific about who we're working with, what their value proposition is, and what we're doing in our own research calendar. So that's a general idea. Now, some of our research partners, like the Times and so on, are large, ongoing, significant projects. But we also form what's called research groups. Most of you that are on the phone here are reasonably smaller organizations, at least in terms of your budgets. And we have a way that may be able to help you or some of you to participate if you were to make it through the two-step review process that we're talking about. Let me just stop before I talk about that way and see if you have questions about what I've said so far. Anyone? Does it make sense to you? Give me some feedback. Do you understand what am I communicating clearly?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
You've reinforced what I've seen for a long time in your approach, and you've demonstrated to me in the past your skills at affecting this type of thing. So yes, I'm curious now as to the smaller guys and the groups and the two-step review process.
Let me tell you about what's happened and why we're making a change here right now, and I tell you something that we're doing that's reasonably new. Most of the people on the phone I'm talking with right now would probably not have the budgets to afford what we do with the larger groups, and yet we're just as concerned about gaining good data with smaller companies as we are with large companies, and we're not. We felt like a lot of times it's been really hard for a smaller company to get involved in the program. As it's continued to expand and so on. And what we're doing is we're forming some research groups, and I'll explain to you how it works. We're going to take a group, a small group, you know, I would say, 5 to 7 in a 5 to 10 at most, but 5 to 7 companies. And we are going to form kind of an alliance with the group of this with each of these groups while we research together key elements. We're forming three groups right now. One is on pay-per-click and search, the other is on email marketing, and the other is on site optimization. And let's talk about what it would be like if somebody made it through the reviews and got accepted into a group. What would happen is we would get in a conference call like this with 3 to 5 of us who are not competitors, and we would talk strategically about the issue. Let's suppose the issue is site optimization. We would look at the site, and we would take one of the group members' sites for that first calendar month. We would conduct a thorough analysis, and we would share that information and in discussion together what we were learning, so that you were getting educated while you watched a test being designed and changes. You gain a great deal. In fact, you may gain more from watching what's happening with other people and yourself, as opposed to just yourself, than you would if you were just doing, you know, someone was just looking at your site only. That first month, we'd conduct research design tests, and we would be meeting in conference calls together to go over what we're learning, and to see how that would apply. All of us would be interacting and making suggestions and asking questions. And meanwhile, the site that was chosen would get, you know, real hardcore help taking place. So the next month, another member of the group's site would be selected, key landing page, and we'd all work together through that process. And essentially, over a period of about 6 months, we would all work very thoroughly on optimizing key elements within our sites together, and we'd all be learning from each other, and we'd all be sharing test information within limit. Every person in the group would sign a mutual confidentiality agreement, meaning no one could share anything that inappropriate with anyone else, and we wouldn't share specific test data that was too confidential with anyone other than the person we were working with, but general test data about what worked, and as much as they'd allow us to share, we'd share with other group members in that circle of the key people or in that research group on that area. When you're done with 6 months of setting tests up on, because, you know, once that 6 month test is done on your site, you're not done. Now we've designed a series of tests, and you'll be testing your own site. And all of us will be working together as we test and work through things. That's what we do in the site optimization group. We do the same thing in the email and email marketing and group, and we do the same thing in the pay-per-click and in the search group. And we would do the research throughout the month and then conduct two major strategy sessions each month online as we work through it and kind of set up a discussion forum. We'd all work together. So that's kind of what the plan is. And what I would need to do is, first of all, see who we could qualify to participate and also find out which one of these research groups you guys would be interested in. And it might be that you could participate. What we would do is we would let you participate in two out of the three, if you would like, so that you're moving forward on more than one front and getting real data. I've never hardly ever talked to a site that couldn't benefit from the optimization of their site and landing pages. At the same time, you may want to focus on email, or you may want to focus on pay-per-click search. And that's how it would work. And kind of form a tight group and research these things together, glean good data, and help each other grow. And on my staff, I have a team of specialists and analysts who are the experts in any one of those specific areas, and they'd be working very closely with you as we solve problems. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You have questions about that?
Sounds great.
Okay. And here's probably a question in your mind would be, well, what about costs? And I'm going to get straight to costs in a second, but let me have you do this. Is everyone here in front of what I'm going to need from you most of all very soon is an email. And I'm going to give you my personal email address right now. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to need this email. There's a couple of things I'm going to need from you, and one of those is for you to tell me which of these three groups you're most interested in. But my email address is director@MEC, like Michael Edward Charlie, MECLabs, LABS.com. That's my private address. You email me whether you're interested in pay-per-click, email, or site optimization, then essentially I'll keep that information in mind. Secondly, would you like me to talk to you about research costs? Because I think that would be
sure.
In my mind if I were in your shoes, and I'll just be really all these things. We think that the way we can do this is that for a person to participate in the group, their monthly cost would range to participate in any two of the three that we're doing at $1,500. They could participate in three if they wanted to for $2,000. And essentially, that's how we think. It works. I don't.
And that's per month, you said?
That is per month.
Okay.
And that is if you get qualified. And I don't have anything to sell you. The average research partnerships here are much, much more expensive than that. But by working as a group, I actually think we may have a better experience. And so we're kind of piloting this program with research groups as opposed to one single research partner. And so we're enthusiastic about how it can help you. And so what I thought we might do is this. That's the cost. But let me tell you, we don't have to worry about cost right now for two reasons. One, we got to get an approval, and it really is a tough process. And secondly, if you did get approved, your cost disappears in your in the growth. I mean, it doesn't take much to impact your bottom line with an increase in conversion or a higher degree of effectiveness in your pay-per-click or cost savings, and it has a pretty significant impact on your numbers. So to go back to the review process, let me suggest for you how that works. One, we need to collect some information from you, and it's information related to metrics, you know, what you have currently, a list of any URLs that you have up in terms of additional landing pages, what your conversion ratio, if you know it. Some of this you won't know. It'll be 17 or 18 questions that we'll fire to you, and you can respond back with whatever you can provide and any additional information that you think would help us. Two, we will individually contact you by email regarding how that process is coming, and in about 14 days, we can respond back to all of you, letting you know how each one of you, letting you know if it's something that we'd be able to move forward together with. If it goes well for you, then we're going to invite you on a conference call, and we'll probably call you individually to kind of go over everything, but then we'll get you on a conference call with the key team members that would be researching with you, and we'll answer everyone's questions from there, and then simply do a small research proposal for each one of us to get engaged together and start the process. We're looking at beginning in the first quarter of 2005. So that would be January when we would officially start. We'll take this time to do lots of work in preparation so that we do this and do it really well together. That makes sense?
It does.
So how many times a month do we get together?
Well, we would be getting together twice for each research topic. So you'd be every week in a fairly extensive conference call with analysts and team from our staff comparing data and working through issues and questions. And then, of course, when your site's being specifically researched and tests are going on, you'll be communicating back and forth throughout the week with personnel from our team that are helping supervise the research. Because we'll set up, for instance, an A-B split test model on the site conversion side and say, this is what you need to do. What is the A data? What is the B data suggesting? And really just, it's so full of insight. You'll learn, and then, of course, everybody else is learning. And meanwhile, simultaneously, we're doing tests together. And we'll also, as far as which site we do first, we'll draw, you know, it's like a, we'll do that in a lottery fashion so that nobody's, it's fair for everyone. That's pretty much.
The A/B testing, is that something that you guys have got already set up and we do it through you?
We have both options, and although I would really, really suggest that if we can help you, if we can help you to get an A/B split test tool on your site, it'll be worth the whole engagement just to get that right. It'll change your marketing forever.
Well, definitely, and you had that recently in a newsletter, and that's probably one of the most premium ways to do it. Whether you got someone like you helping or not, just to do the test, and it's always hard. You think you have the best page up, and here you have this great idea, and you put the idea up on Tuesday, and Tuesday's sales aren't quite what they were last Tuesday, but you don't really know. You know, maybe it was a nice day, maybe it was rainy all over, so you know you don't want to jeopardize your sales. So you're saying it would be better for us to effectively. Have that on our own. I looked into that software. It was running anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000 to get a setup like that. Does that sound about right?
Well, it depends. You know, you can actually do it sometimes quite a bit less. We'll give you lots of ways to do it, or we'll use our own techniques, or we'll use some things don't need an A/B split test. Some things will need a one pixel GIF added. Some things we can measure with ProLink. Some things we can measure. One of the things I'll do with you is we'll be giving you research that you don't normally see. That happens here. For instance, I'll give you a whole set of research on metrics, what to do, how to do, for instance, 10 ways to collect data that in simple, I don't know the better word to use, and down and dirty, I mean, you know, really easy ways that you can get key data besides the big expensive metrics programs that we use a lot here. I mentioned one of them just now. We use ProLinks and use a GIF. And so you'll learn lots of ways to collect. This will be a huge educational process for you. And we can use our tools, or you can use your tools, or we can try to help you get tools there. But the idea is to find the most efficient way to collect the data that we all need in order to learn.
So that's something that we'd want to have all set up and in place, which tack we were going to take before we actually got started in January.
Once you get assigned to a group, we'll all have a major preparatory time between calls and emails. We'll show you what to do. Some of it you won't need in advance. Some of it you will need in advance, and we'll tell you how to get ready. But we're gonna get everybody ready as possible. Things here are pretty methodical, so we got a system for all this, and we'll help you get up to speed so that when we start in January, we hit the ground running.
Absolutely, and I'm just saying it is important to give you as much tools as is capable, and we're already looking at a somewhat financial commitment, which for all of us is always precarious. And then just to keep in the back of my mind, I see that as a very strong thing for my particular case.
Sure.
That may be another expenditure that I'm looking at above and beyond just the group, in order to provide the group the tools. So that's good to get that out.
Yeah, and you don't have to spend that way, but but it's an option that if you can afford, I'm sure you won't be sorry you did it. And it's one of those things that also other group members will get a chance to see how it works, and they can make financial decisions about the ROI impact of that, having those kinds of tools themselves. They'll see the sophisticated ways to track some things, web trends, just all depends. Who am I talking with right now? Can you tell me who I'm speaking to now?
This is Chris. Chris Henry.
Okay, good. Chris. All right. Do we have any more questions from anyone else?
I have a question, Dr. McLaughlin. This is Daniel.
Yes, Daniel.
And I was wondering if you could give me an estimate of how many hours per month each topic would require from us that we work on our websites.
Well, I think that a lot of that, you'll have a lot of control over that. What will be required? What would be required for you is, we'll have these conferences, and then if someone misses a conference, it'll be recorded so they can listen to it and go over it if they had a scheduling conflict with the conference time. Really valuable. All of you will have access to it. Have that time, and those will run 60 to 90 minutes. And then the rest of it is things traded back and forth in email. And then when you say, well, how much time beyond that, it depends on how radical you decided you want to be in terms of making changes to your website, and whether you do that development or what your cycle is for accomplishing that. So that would be kind of something that you can do. The formal time would be our telephone time, and then when it's your own site, our guys will interact with you. But we'll try not to overwhelm you. The idea here is to get the most for the least.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Any other questions?
Oh, Dr. McLaughlin, I have another question. We see like you only work with private institutes, but the tourism website is funded by the state of New Mexico.
Well, that's,
I'm wondering if that would be an issue.
No, that's not. I mean, when I say, generally the average research partner approaches us is in the public sector, but actually we work with other private sector groups and do now. And I like them, really. And there's some particular opportunities you have that we've already done research in your sector that I find fascinating, which we can talk about later, too.
Okay, great.
Any other questions?
This is Brian May. I've got a question. Do help us with competitor analysis and overall market potential and things like that?
There's a lot of strategy that's integrated when we're talking about. You can't get away when you're testing, and there's a lot of strategic things. I'm getting ready to release a report on competitive analysis right now, how to do it. But one of the big advantages you're going to have is, whereas a regular reader is just reading the report, you're going to be able to get online with the guys that do these things, ask questions, and get insight information and data from us that other people don't. And I don't say that to make all this sound attractive. It's just the only way to do it right. A research partner has a lot of access here to information that you just can't normally get. And the other side of it is, you can't work on the tactical level if the strategic level is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So invariably we get into issues of strategy. That's one of the huge benefits for you. I was talking with one of the guys in the New York Times, and we took over his division, but we did it because the vice president of the Times recommended us to him because we'd done something for the vice president's group in research. And he said, tell me about a year after we were working together. He said, you know, when I was recommended to you guys by, you know, Craig from the Times, that he said to us that, you know, all the tactical things they do for you will, you know, will ROI, and it's really good, but the most important value that we got out of the relationship is the strategic elements. These guys brought up at things and thought of things and looked at them in a way we've never seen because they have so much access to what's happening across the industry. And he said to me, you know, having worked with you now for a year, he was right. I mean, these calls, he said, are the most valuable thing. So you can find that just these kinds of discussions, when four or five people are talking about pay-per-click and somebody brings up, well, what about click fraud? And we bring up something no one's thought of, those kinds of things can help you.
Okay.
A lot of you may need to really, we may force you to really look hard at your value proposition. Because you have to not only have one, but you have to figure out how to communicate it most effectively on your site. And almost everyone out there is doing this in a poor way. Getting that value proposition on there so that the shopper stops and says, I'm at the right place, real key to your conversion. And some of these elements, like the pay-per-click and the and site optimization, go hand in hand, because you don't want to spend all this money on pay-per-click to get somebody there and then get less money from them than you could because you didn't, you know, maximize the opportunity. You want to get your yield per click higher than your cost per click. So that'll be there. Also, I think you gain a lot from guys who aren't public speakers, like Aaron Rosenthal here, who's an ROI analyst with, and he's just an expert at pay-per-click. He's not like me. He's not an academic teacher or any of those things. He's a hardcore guy with a degree in economics and finance who talks slowly and might even bore you, but when he talks, you ask him questions, he's got answers that you need to know. He's tearing down campaigns constantly and saying, this isn't making money they think it is, and here's why they're losing money. You know, things like different guys from our staff who are experts in those areas. Jalali Hartman has joined our staff, and Jalali founded Infopia. And Infopia is, you know, a multi-million-dollar group. They raised $1 million in capital. Jalali started it from the back of his car, built it into a big company, brought in professional management. They have the president and staff, the board of directors, and a group of investors. And he's one of the leading authorities in the world on eBay and online marketplaces and how to, you know, migrate from your store to there or from there to your store. Joel is on the phone right now. He's joined our staff. He's going to be, despite all of his business success, he has really always had a love for this hardcore research, and so he's with us now. And Jimmy Ellis is on the phone. Jimmy, you're on the phone too?
Yes, sir.
Remember I told you about the guys that did $30 million in sales in the comparison engines? Jimmy was their director of marketing. He's full-time on our staff now also. So you get a chance to, in these partnerships, you're talking to guys of this caliber, and they just have had a lot of it. They have already been over the road you've got to go down.
They're war scars, war wounds.
Here's what I need from each of you right now on the phone. If you're interested in us putting you into the next level with you, I really need to get an email from you right away, because I have to order that before I leave town, and I leave town tomorrow, tomorrow evening. And so I just want you to, the review doesn't, it's just us figuring out can we work with you, and if you want us to do that, if you just send me an email so I have a written record, I'll put you into the next level. What were you going to say now, someone? So send me an email, and also tell me which one of the groups you're interested in. That'll help. And then, you know, if some of you want to re-listen to this phone call, we'll send you out links, this conference call, so you can listen some more. Go through it and make sure you understand everything. And we'll start the review, and in the week after Thanksgiving, which is next week is Thanksgiving, the week after that, you'll be hearing how things are coming in the review and our staff will contact you.
Sounds good.
Yes, and thanks for your time, and we appreciate your trust. And I'm pleased. Let's see where all this goes together. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Thank you.